know those questions everyone seems to ask?
Frequently asked questions.
Well, here's the answers. This is FAQ on CKBI.
It is time for an FAQ with Brian Stobbs from Mackenzie Funeral Chapel and Crematorium. Now, Brian, COVID-19, it's ever-changing day to day. I know that it's a little tough for people to understand exactly what can and can't be done. So maybe run through that for someone that's perhaps lost a loved one.
I highly advise the public to give us a call when they've experienced a death in their family, and we can go over all the current procedures that are now in place at Mackenzie Funeral Home.
Now, what types of services can and can't you do, or can you do everything that you used to?
Well, we can still do, you know, the very same type of services that we've always done. It's just with a limited number. And we're doing private gatherings where the people invite only. We don't open it up to the public because that would be too many people. So it's just a smaller size gathering.
Now, what type of restrictions are there as far as the numbers of people that can attend a service?
Yes, right now we're at the number of 30. In the past we were up to 60, but now we've been reduced back to 30. So it's an invite only. If the crowd would be more than 30, then we do it as a come and go. So it's come, spend some time, and then leave our premises so other folks can come in.
Are there other ways that people can take part in a service? Everybody's doing these Zoom calls and things like that. Are there new technologies that allow people from all over to still take part?
Definitely. We've did a couple Zooms. We prefer to hire one of the professionals in the community to come in and record the service. He records with two cameras, and then he gives the feed, the online feed, to the family after the service, and then they can pass it out to whoever they like, and people can watch it at their own leisure.
What would you say, Brian, is one of the biggest changes that you've noticed since COVID-19 has taken part?
Well, I think the biggest thing is people don't know what they can and can't do. And we just had a client that kind of walked in here the other day after we had a service, and they noticed we were having a service, and they didn't know that we could do that. And they had experienced the death, and they weren't sort of offered a service like we had given the family that day. So it's important for people to know that they can still do things. We can still have visitations with burials to follow, or visitations with cremation to follow, whatever their final disposition is.
And if someone perhaps has lost a loved one, what do you recommend they do?
Well, definitely call the funeral home and discuss things with us so that we can perform a type of service that would be beneficial for them and their family because they've suffered a loss in their family.
Missed an episode? Check out FAQ on demand at ckbi.com.